Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Good morning and greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. We've been talking about faithfulness, how necessary it is for you to develop your faithfulness, how God rewards your faithfulness. When you are being faithful, God is faithful to reward you. God is faithful enough to bless you. God is faithful enough to lift you up. It is necessary, my dear friends, that you and I, we man up and we become serious about our faithfulness towards God, our faithfulness towards the relationships He has placed us in, our faithfulness towards the institutions that He has placed us in. And faithfulness is a bigger term. Loyalty is a more core term. When you have loyalty and devotion and commitment towards a person or a institution, it automatically leads you into a lifestyle of faithfulness. Let me read what God told the people of Israel. God told in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 26. He said, "To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To those with integrity, you show integrity." You know, God is making a promise. You know, somebody is singing a love song, a worship song to God, and the person is declaring this about God, saying, "God, this is your character, that when we are faithful to you, you show yourself faithful to us. When we have integrity in our behavior with you, there is so much integrity in your behavior towards us." Does that mean that faithfulness is conditional? That God is not going to be faithful with you if you are not going to be faithful with Him? No, that doesn't mean that God is going to stop being faithful. It doesn't mean that God will lose His integrity if you don't have integrity. It just means that you will not be able to experience the fullness of God's faithfulness towards you when you break your side of your commitment towards God. Let me say it this way. You know, if I am unfaithful to my spouse, that doesn't mean that my spouse will also be unfaithful towards me. It doesn't mean that automatically she will begin to lie to me or she will begin to do something else. It just means that I will not be able to receive the benefits of the relationship that I am in because of my unfaithfulness, because of my lack of integrity. So it is necessary for you to experience and express and cultivate faithfulness in your life so that you can experience God's faithfulness towards you, so that you can experience God's integrity towards you. It was not because God hated Ananias and Sapphira that they died. It is not because God didn't want to give them an opportunity to repent that they died. It's not because God didn't want to forgive them or God didn't want to give them a second chance. It's just that when they were being disloyal to God, when they said, "I don't want to be faithful to God," they disconnected themselves. They pulled themselves out of this love, the faithfulness, the grace, the goodness that God was offering them. They pulled themselves out. We can't blame God when we have not been faithful to God. We can't blame God that you've not been keeping your promises. See, when you keep your part of the covenant, you position yourself to be in a place where you can receive the blessings of God. In other words, it's like this. You know, if let's say that I have promised to preach a sermon every Sunday about blessing. Okay, let's say I say for the next 5 weeks I'm going to be preaching on blessing in my church, but not everybody can receive that sermon. Only the ones who are faithful in coming to the church week after week for the next 5 weeks and position themselves at the sound of my voice, only they will be able to receive that part of the sermons that I'm going to be teaching on blessing. No matter how much you would like it, if you sit at home and you blame me saying, "Oh, I didn't teach you about blessing," that's not going to work, because you had to be faithful to me. You had to position yourself under my voice so that you will be able to be taught what I am about to teach you. When we are unfaithful to God, when we are disloyal to God, what we do is we position ourselves in the wrong place. We position ourselves away from God, where God cannot bless us, or where God's blessing is not upon that place. That is why, if you read the book of Ruth chapter 1, we see three consecutive deaths. These guys, they left Bethlehem and they repositioned to Moab. And Moab was a place where God's blessing was not there. Moab was a place where, though there was prosperity, though there was harvest, there was no famine in Moab, everything was going all right in Moab, yet these guys, they died in Moab because they positioned themselves outside of God's faithfulness. But as long as they were in Bethlehem, though there was famine there, they didn't die. Why? Because they were positioned under the faithfulness of God. And when you are positioned under God's faithfulness, when you are faithful to God, and when you position yourself under His faithfulness, you will experience the fact that God is going to be faithful towards you. You will experience the fact that God is going to show His integrity towards you. You'll experience the fact that God is going to raise you up day after day, week after week. God is going to just take you from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from wisdom to wisdom. Father God, I just pray over everyone that is listening to me right now, everyone that is deciding right now to position themselves under your faithfulness, Lord. Even as they position themselves under your faithfulness, I pray that you will prove yourself faithful for them. You will prove yourself as a God of integrity. You will prove yourself as a man of war for them. You are the mighty, mighty man of war on behalf of those people whose hearts are totally, fully committed and loyal towards you.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.